power of a thankful heart. The power of a thankful heart. Are you a thankful person? Because, you know, not everybody easily says what? Thank you. Do you consider yourself, or would others consider you as a person that freely gives thanks? When was the last time you said that powerful word, thanks, or thank you? And then I want to ask you a couple other questions. What were you thankful for? What was it that compelled you to say thank you? And then the other question is, to whom were you thankful? Some people live their lives without acknowledging the blessings that surround them. Some people find a habit to walk in the weakness of having a heart that is not thankful. A thankful heart is a strength, and it is a power. There is a wonderful, powerful reality that comes to us when we are thankful. But you know, it's really easy to fall into the weakness of unthankfulness. We cannot walk with God without a thankful heart. If we want to grow in our understanding of why we're in this earth, why God's put us here, how He wants to relate to us, we must be open to having a thankful heart. Again, without a thankful heart, we don't move to God, we move away from God. Unthankfulness, again, moves us away from God. A thankful heart ushers us into the very presence of God. I want us to look at the scriptures, Psalm 100, starting with verse 3. And let's look at what God's word says to us. And I just want to make this very simple and very clear. When we read the Bible, we're not just reading some kind of book that was written years ago that just stacks up with all the other books. No. God's love for us said, I don't want you to make me up. I want you to know my heart. I don't want you to try to figure out who I am. I want you to know who I am. So His word was given to us so that we would know His heart, supernaturally preserved for our understanding this day. So as we read it, it is the heart of God. Psalm 103. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. And we are what? His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. By God's love and mercy, He has brought us into His family. By the coming of Jesus Christ, now we as Gentiles, if we're Gentiles here today, have been brought into the family of God by what Jesus did on the cross. So He is letting us know He has made us, not only has He made us, but we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And then verse 4, how do we approach God? Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Now, we did a series based on the 23rd Psalm that gave us a better understanding of what it means to be sheep. And it's not a detrimental thought. It is an encouraging thought. The shepherds understood the importance of the sheep. So God used that image to communicate His love for us. So as we are guarded by the good shepherd, He tells us, when you come into my presence, enter into my gates, my pasture, not with bitterness, not with unthankfulness, but with what? Thankfulness. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. I want to say this. Our praise is built on a thankful heart. If we want to praise God, if we aren't thankful, you know what our praise really is? It's just noise. A hallelujah from a heart that's not thankful is just noise to God. Our praise cannot reach to his heart without us guarding within us thankfulness for who he is. He has made us. He has called us his own. Verse 5 now of Psalm 100. For the Lord is what? That's not just a t-shirt saying. That's a fact. God is good. And you say, well, Pastor, you don't know the life that I've lived. In fact, putting part of my life under the category of good would be very difficult for me because people have been cruel to me, been mean, and I've been let down by everybody I know. I'm going to tell you something. That doesn't change the goodness of God. Life is a challenge here on this earth. Life is not easy on this earth. Stuff happens that we don't want to happen on this earth. It doesn't change the goodness of God. Let me say this. God has placed you here to build you and make you what his intentions are. And part of that is walking through the garbage of this life. Because what God wants to bring out of us sometimes takes the struggles and the suffering of this life upon this earth. And I believe this with all of my heart. The things that we are most deficit in, some of our greatest weaknesses, God will allow these episodes to come against those things so that we know how to be strong. Let's look further. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Unthankfulness is a weakness that will destroy our lives. You know, how many times have we thought, you know, if I'm not thankful, I'm going to mess myself up. If I'm not thankful, I'm going to do detriment. I'm going to do destruction to my life. How many times do we think like that? But God's word has made it very clear. Unthankfulness is a destructive power in our lives. So we must again guard against that weakness. Unthankfulness deteriorates the character that Jesus died to give us. And you know what unthankfulness really is? It's the song of the flesh. It's the song of that fallen sinful nature. But thankfulness is a celebration of what God has made new in us. Look at Romans chapter 1, starting with verse 18. Now, listen real close to this. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of what? Of people. Let me say that again. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people. Now, listen close to this. Who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Sometimes it's hard to even factor this, that unthankfulness in God's eyes is wickedness. It's a distortion of what he wants us to be. So if it's a distortion of what he wants us to be, God calls that wicked. So God looks at the attitude that all of us have in here towards him. And it doesn't go beyond him. It goes right to his heart. And in that, there is a wrath that is being poured out against those, now listen close, who suppress the truth by this attitude of wickedness. Verse 19. Now here we go. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. This is what the scripture's saying. There's not a man or woman, child ever born that has an excuse not to give thanks to God. There's not a person breathing air upon this earth that has the right to say God does not exist. Now let me make that plain. We have a free will to say whatever we want, and that free will is given by God. But what God is saying from the scripture, there is no common sense. There is no reason why anyone should deny the existence of God. Now, do you believe God is truthful? Of course he is. So he's saying, well, my friend says he doesn't believe in God. He's an atheist. Well, guess what? He has no excuse. Because the same reality that he perceives with his eyes, the same facts of God that surround him surround you. And there's no excuse for denying who he is. And we deny who he is when we fail to give him thanks. But let's go further. Since what may be known about who? God is plain to them. This is those that are rejecting honor to God. God's saying, no, me, who I am, who he is, it's plain to them. Deep down in the root of their heart, they can say they deny me, but the evidence is too great. It takes a lot of conjuring of sin to say there isn't a God. But look further. God has not hidden himself from us. We are surrounded by his gifts that he has given to us. Now, who got a gift today? If you just hold that gift up. Just hold it up. If you're not hadn't already eaten it, hold it up just so everybody can see. The fruit of the gift is a statement that there was a what? A giver. There it is. There's the fruit. And I love all these items. I wanted to take them home, to be honest with you. So you can put it down. That's just a little gift. Breathe in. That breath was given by God to you. Delphine had a scare this week, scared me when she told me about it. Life is a gift. It's a gift. I had the heart-wrenching reality this week of driving down Two Notch Road and seeing a man rolling around in the middle of the road. You heard about the young man that was shot and killed. I drove right up on that. And processing it in my mind, I was like, what is happening? And then quickly, pieces started coming together. And it's lived on in my heart. Because we don't know how many breaths we have. We don't know how long we're going to be upon this earth. Can we give God honor for the breath that he has given us, the life that he has given us, regardless of how somebody has tried to mess it up? Because mama's fail, daddy's fail, people fail. God doesn't fail. Don't project someone else's failure on God's heart. Don't do it. He has told us in this life we would face many trials. So don't cast the blame on him. Don't do it. Have a thankful, thankful heart. Verse 18 of Romans chapter 1 again. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them. It's God saying, my reality is plain to the one that has life. Whether they deny it or not, I've done my part. I've surrounded them with the evidence of me. They're free to reject. but there's consequences. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain. Again, God has not hidden himself from us. Thankfulness or thanklessness is another way of saying godlessness and wickedness. It is the opposite of God's will and wisdom for our life. Again, thanklessness is a denial of truth. Let's look at verse 18 again. Who suppresses the truth by their wickedness? Now, James, I don't have it on the board here, but James chapter 1, verse 17 tells us this. Where does the gift come from called life? Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Don't you find it interesting? God says, look up. Now, we have a difficult time at night looking up and seeing the beauty of the heavens because of all the lights in our city. But man, when you look up, especially in a place that's not flooded with lights, God says, see me? See what I've done for you? See the beauty of my creation? Know where that comes from. That comes from me. Look around you. Look at the tree. Look at that dog that you love so much. Look in the mirror and see the beauty of you. I have made you. I have created you. Give me honor and give me thanks. Thanklessness is failing to acknowledge God. Man has no excuse for not acknowledging God. None whatsoever. The evidence of God surrounds us. It's everywhere. Everywhere is the evidence of God. Our existence is evidence of the very presence of God. Romans 1, verse 19 tells us this. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. Now verse 20, here it is. For since the creation of the world, please let God open his word to your heart. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature have been clearly, what? Seen. Being understood from what has been, say that word with me, made. The ground that you stand on. The fact that you're not drifting off in space. Gravity. The fact that the sun isn't toasting us right now. The fact that when we go outside and in this inside air, we're breathing just the right balance of oxygen. The fact that by God's mercy it did finally rain in this drought that I didn't hear advertised a lot, but I have trees that have died. The perfect hand of God is seen all around us. Don't let the consequences of man's rebellion against God that ushered death into this earth distract you from who he is and how worthy he is to be praised. See, these bodies, they're going to fade and they're going to die. If the Lord tarries and we're not taken up before death, these bodies are going to walk through some stuff. But it doesn't change the fact of who God is. He's made it plain to us as men, as women. We have sinned and it is us that ushered death into this earth. Don't project, again, the struggle of this life upon God's heart. Know that in your struggle, God is more than able to equip you to stand and not be destroyed, but be made stronger through the things that have sought your destruction. But look closer. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood again from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Can we read that last sentence together? So that people are without excuse. There's no excuse to walk around without gratitude to God. There's no excuse. In fact, there's no excuse to deny His existence when His hand surrounds us. The perfect balance of our bodies, of how this thing stays alive, is just amazing. Thank Him, because He's made you, and He has called you His own. The work of God's hand, again, stands right before us. What God has made known, though, we're free to reject. Free will. You want to be an unthankful, sorry attitude person? You can do it. We can do it. We ever been there? Yeah, we've been there. It's our choice. If we want to throw God aside, we can. But it doesn't change who He is and how worthy He is. Again, somebody this morning, somebody did something that was just evil to you. And the intention of that action was design. All right. The intention of those actions were designed from the pit of hell to make you hate God. Even the individual that did it didn't realize what a tool in the hands of Satan that they are or were. You got a choice today. You let that evil in them live on in your heart. You're going to miss what God has called you to. Don't let the garbage and the evil of this life ever surprise you. I never thought I'd be on Two Notch witnessing someone dying. It's an evil world. But it doesn't change who God is. So don't let it have you. But you're free to. It's your choice to deny and to not give Him thanks, to just let bitterness live on. It's a freedom that we have, but it is a destructive choice that we can make. Verse 19 of Romans 1, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. Every person sitting in this room today, everyone hearing this, you and I are without excuse. God has established the fact of His power by that which He has made all around us. Even to that personal reality, He made you. Somebody here this morning, I made myself. No, God made you. God made you. God displays His eternal power and divine nature through His creation. And guess what? You are part of His creation. Romans 1:20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Bottom line, clearly seen. Clearly seen. The acknowledgement of God, though, ain't enough. Because there are a lot of people that are heading down the road not to eternal life, but eternal death, that believe in God. They do. They just followed this practice. This didn't just blow up out of nothing. This beautiful, highly designed world and creation and universe, somebody was behind it. And they came to the knowledge, yeah, I give that to God. Because I don't know anybody could make this happen. Go try to make a tree just out of nothing. Just go try. Let me go make a weed out of nothing. But acknowledging God is not enough. We can know God, and when I say that, know of his existence without a thankful heart. Romans 1:21 tells us this: for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became, what's that word? Futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So God is telling us this. They knew that he was there, but they didn't give him glory. Let me ask all of us a personal question here this morning. When's the last time we've willfully said, God, I give you glory? I'm not just talking about words. What does it mean to give God glory? That's a powerful thing. It means that God designed you, made you with purpose fully within his heart. And the way that we give him glory is we live that life to his purpose, which is the greatest way to live this life. You know what it means when a young man gets his heart to understand God made me and his purpose is living in me and I'm going to live for him no matter what. No matter what, who let me down. No matter who, how unfair life was. I'm going to live for God's purpose. I'm going to give him glory. We give him glory by living his purpose out in our steps. And guess what? It is his power that enables his purpose to live out in us. So we don't have to say, I'm too weak. Too many temptations. I'll do that later in life. No, now is the day to honor God and to give him thanks for the life he has given you. Another thing that broke my heart is realizing how young the man was that died this week. How young he was. A thankless heart makes no room for the presence of God. Our thinking becomes futile and foolish without a thankful heart. Say, how did I get so messed up? Because I didn't honor God. I didn't thank him for this life he gave me. How did I dig it so deep? Now others dig stuff deep for us, right? But it's different when we are seeking to dig our own pit. Why? Because I don't acknowledge God. Just acknowledge myself. What I want. What somebody needs to make happen for me. Thankfulness draws us into his presence. Thankfulness alerts us to foolish thoughts and attitudes. Thankfulness brings us to this place where we give him praise for all that he has done for us. Our thinking, again, without a thankful heart becomes foolish. Without thankfulness, we become weak. There is a power of a thankful heart. How a thankful heart empowers our lives. So I'm just going to touch on these as we prepare to enjoy some food today. Thankfulness gives us the power of a positive heart. If I had to ask you right now to build some lists, positive and negative, and you had to go back and listen to your words and listen to your thoughts, where it's just all printed out, where you could see it, how would the list line up? Would it be more positive or would it be more negative? See, thankfulness aligns us to the positive, to that which builds again and not destroys. But unthankfulness finds the negative in almost anything. Hold up those gifts again, if you will, just for a minute. Hold them up a minute, if you will. I need to see them, so please hold them up. Let me see. I don't like kettle corn. I like just butter corn. Gingerbread men, I would have preferred to have, say it, brownies. They think I'm a kid giving me lollipops. I want some Reese's Pieces. Maple leaf, I don't even know what that is. Organic popcorn, I like my popcorn grown with some chemicals, right? Organic. And so on. There's so many things that God blesses us with. If we're negative, we're just going to look for the fault. Y'all going to have some good times with those little blessings. Above all, Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Guard a thankful heart. A negative heart will give negative, 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 negative. A thankful heart will find the positive and will look to give God honor. Because whatever has come against us, whatever it is, God is working to bring something good from what the enemy intended to be evil. It was evil what was done. But that evil attempt, that evil action, God can bring something of strength in our lives. Don't give up. Don't give up. Another blessing of a thankful heart, a power of a thankful heart. Thankfulness gives us the power of a gracious heart. You know people, they have a gracious heart. I can tell how you know. They enter the room, you're like, oh, thank God they're here. You get an ungracious heart come in. So, well, I had something I had to do. A gracious heart brings in its place the presence of God. What will live in my heart? If I have thankfulness for God, then I'm on the road to have a gracious heart that is mindful of the one who made me. The other choice is unthankfulness, which will seed in me a bitter heart that will make me weak. You know, somebody loves you enough to listen to all your bitterness. So mama still loves me, right? But somebody right on the edge. Can't take. I can't take it anymore. Someone thinks, if I'm bitter inside, what is that doing to others around me? Do we ever think like that? Thankfulness lifts us above the bitterness by the gracious power of the attitude of God living in us. Thanklessness hardens our heart. 1 Peter 3:8 tells us this. Finally, all of you, this is speaking to the church, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Without thankfulness, humility is thrown out the window. Without thankfulness, tenderness gives way to callousness. Without thankfulness, love is not expressed properly. Without thankfulness, all I do is think about myself. I have no sympathy for others. And without thankfulness, unity will not be my reality. Because I know this, unity with God requires a thankful heart. Thankfulness gives us the power, and this is the last one, I promise you. Thankfulness gives us the power of a clean heart. So what do you mean, Pastor? Unthankfulness weakens our resolve to reject sin. Just a little scripture, Psalm 106:7 points out this process. Speaking about the children of Israel, as they were wandering in the wilderness, look at this. When our ancestors were in Egypt, when they were being set free, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many, say that word with me, kindnesses. And what was the fruit? And they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Thankfulness aligns us to what God's been doing for us. Thankfulness aligns our thinking to God's love. The awareness that we're not just here by ourselves or by accident. Thankfulness makes us again aware that God is with us, and in that presence of Him within, it guards us from that path of foolishness and wickedness and digging that hole deeper. Thankfulness. And I'll just be very honest with you. Not everybody's good at giving thanks. How many of you have had more than three children? Raise your hand. Be proud of it. More than three children, right? And how many here have more than five siblings? Raise your hand. Okay, we know there's some in the house, right? Right? That's all you need to know. Growing up, some of your brothers and sisters, thank you was quick on their lips. Others like, man, what do I got to do? Christmas time, they open their presents, and all they can think about is not thank you. All they can think about, where's the next present, right? Children, so what did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. Each child is uniquely designed. And some know how to say thank you quicker than others. Oh, yeah. Right? But here's the issue. Just because it's easy. Or let me put it this way. Just because it's difficult doesn't mean it doesn't need to be done. If my nature is not gracious, then I need to get closer to God's heart, and I need to break through some of these resistances. And let's just be, again, very honest. Some people are more verbal about what's inside than others. And that's okay. But let's remember this. Unless it's pronounced, it goes unheard. Okay? And that blessing is held back. God hears your thoughts. So even if you're not very verbal, communicate to Him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Do you want to be a person of honor this morning? I don't think there's a whole lot of people say, I want to be dishonorable. Do you want to be a person of honor? Then cultivate a thankful heart. And you're not alone in this. When you've asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, when you've recognized that old heart I was born with was of sin, and I need to die to that heart. It's going to be a daily process. I need a new heart, a heart that is gratitude. This might be one thing going on right now. Somebody says, you know, I'm not a very thankful person. Even having thankful thoughts are very difficult for me. My first response would be, then get a new heart. And Jesus died to give you a new heart. And even with that new heart, there's going to be some challenges with the old. But the new is empowered by God to give thanks and to be a blessing, to live that life of honor. Honor God with thanks every day. And then honor others with the heart of thanks as well. If we can bow for a moment in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for every heart that chose to be here today, that came through those doors, and we know it is not by accident. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to us in that personal way about our heart and our condition. And church, I would be remiss if I didn't do this. Jesus died for all of us so that he would give us a new heart and that we would have his presence, his Holy Spirit living in us, empowering that new heart. So that this trial and this test upon this earth that we're in will lead us into that eternal life. And it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. If you're here this morning, the first thing that we recognize is that I was born a sinner. I need a new heart. And until you get there, nothing really is going to change other than maybe some morals and things and actions. But deep down, spiritually, nothing's going to change. So, Lord, I confess my fallen condition and my need for you. I know, Jesus, that the evidence of you is all around me. And I thank you that you came and you took my garbage, my sin, upon yourself, and you died in my place. And I don't have to worry anymore. Lord, you took on that sin for me. And I know once you died, that work of God, because you are God, the same Spirit that raised you from the grave can now live in me. I repent of my sin. If that's in your heart today, only God can give you a perspective of your sin. And repentance is, I don't want to live in it anymore. And you know this day, if you choose to live in your sin, don't lie about the consequences. But God will help you overcome whatever sin's hold is in your life. And we ask in the name of Jesus, we confess you, Lord, as our Lord and Savior. We turn, God, from our sin and we trust in you. And we pray that new heart will be filled every day with thankfulness, the power of thankfulness that you've given us.